FM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Doctors in Alabama already scheduling embryo transfer procedures after the Alabama governor signed a new law making it possible for fertility clinics to reopen. The Alabama Supreme Court recently ruling that frozen embryos are children. President Biden getting ready for his State of the Union address tonight. Here's ABC News Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce.
Still unknown whether the president will call out Donald Trump directly by name. What is clear, Biden is likely to highlight their very different visions for the future of the country. Meanwhile, Donald Trump, now the presumptive Republican nominee, is also gearing up for a fight. He is already declaring and challenging Biden to debate, quote, anytime, anywhere, any place.
Hamas representatives walking away from talks in Cairo on a Gaza ceasefire that drastically dims the chances for a halt in the fighting for Ramadan. Philadelphia police on the lookout for three suspects following the shooting of eight teenagers at a bus stop. No one was killed, but one teen is in critical condition. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. An appeals court says Wisconsin regulators have to develop PFAS restrictions before mandating cleanups. The ruling is a win for businesses in Wisconsin. Attorney General Josh Call says he'll appeal the case to the state Supreme Court. Call says having to work with lawmakers will slow down the enforcement of new clean drinking water rules. Republicans are slamming Vice President Kamala Harris after yesterday's Wisconsin visit. Wisconsin Republican Party Chairman Brian Schimming.
The very same working people that she was standing in front of have been the most punished under this administration. That is demonstrably true.
Harris was in Madison to talk about apprenticeships in the trades and infrastructure. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WMDX News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Vice President Kamala Harris came to Madison Wednesday to talk union jobs and apprenticeship programs. Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway says that funding from the federal government is making their massive bus rapid transit project possible.
This work would not be possible without the support of the president and the vice president.
Rhodes Conway says that bus rapid transit is not only creating construction jobs, but will also help all workers get to where they need to go faster. A temporary unit at Meritor Hospital, which monitors patients in the ER, is being made permanent. The unit opened last summer and looks over patients who are waiting for open beds in the main hospital. Meritor says they're going to expand the unit to 13 beds instead of 8, and they hope to route about half of all hospital admissions through the unit. And that's what you need to know. I'm Nate Wuggehout, WMDX News.
Hey, Joe Montana here. Back in my football days, I knew the importance of a strong defense. Now I'm sharing how you can help defend your health against pneumococcal pneumonia, a bacterial lung disease that can be life-threatening. If you're 65 or older, or 19 or older with certain chronic conditions like diabetes or asthma, you're at increased risk. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist about vaccination and learn more at knowpneumonia.com. That's knowpneumonia.com.
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Bucks lose to Golden State. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks had their 6-game winning streak snapped, losing to the Golden State Warriors, 125-90. Milwaukee down by 20 at the half, but Doc Rivers says don't get mad about their defense.
This is the first night in a long time where we just didn't play together. Our floor balance was so bad. We took so many bad shots. We had so many bad possessions that when we got back, we were never matched up, and they took advantage of it.
The Bucks road trip continues in L.A. against the Lakers tomorrow night. College basketball, Marquette losing to number 2 ranked UConn, 74-67. Head coach Shaka Smart.
Congrats to Coach Hurley and UConn. They did a heck of a job making us pay.
The Huskies head coach Dan Hurley.
It's a privilege, you know, every time we get a chance to play Marquette and what Shaka's built here. You know, two championship level programs took the court. Obviously, we're thrilled with the win.
That's UConn's head coach Dan Hurley. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today, but still mild. Our high near 52 this afternoon. The wind out of the southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, cloudy with some rain developing after midnight. Our low 38 tomorrow, cloudy with rain likely. We could get a half inch of rain through the day tomorrow, high of 46, with a little snow mixing in at times before it all ends late tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Tune in for a special Thursday State of the Union edition. We'll preview the president's speech. We'll get out the bingo cards. You know, the drinking games. Tune in, Devil's Advocates.
There's nothing better than the Vila Zoo and the Old Brick Gardens.
Except maybe Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
Donald Trump had one job. He had one crisis. All of these things were perfect. You had one crisis, bruh. It was called the pandemic. And you know what you did? You bollocksed it completely. You did so poorly at managing your sole crisis. The one hard thing you had to do, the reason he doesn't look old like Biden looks older, the presidency ages you when you do the job.
Thank you, Joy Reid.
And Trump does look old.
Exactly. I like the.
That's because of the lawsuits, not because of being president. What Biden should say tonight is, I don't have time to spray paint myself orange and dye my hair and wear a girdle because I'm busy getting done. Okay. Hey, look who's here.
If I'm going to get bad news, I want it from him because he's very handsome. Dr. Irwin Redletter joins us now.
Dr. Doom.
MSNBC medical expert.
He's leading us through the gloom.
Dr. Irwin Redletter.
And now he enters.
Here he became Dr. Doom.
Dr. Irwin Redletter is the founding director of the National Center for Disaster Preparedness and senior research scholar.
Dr. Doom.
Just your titles make my brain hurt. Hi, good morning, Dr. Doom.
Yeah, mine too. Hi, Chef. Good morning, everybody.
You worked hard for those titles, though.
That's a lot of book learning.
Yeah. Is it really? Yeah, it is, you know. People do what they do. You know, I was just actually thinking about you getting ready for every show every morning and how intensely, really complicated it is. I don't know how you do it exactly. You got a whole lot of stuff to absorb in a very short period of time.
Thank you.
Hats off to you.
Thank you, doctor. There are a lot of layers to fart jokes that you don't understand because you were too busy in med school.
Hey, same in my end of the world here. So anyway.
Briefly considered proctology. You know, Doc, we just played Joy Reid, but I mean, everybody's talking about Elise Stefanik saying, they're really going to try, were you better off 4 years ago? You know, here's one tweet I saved for you. Fred tweets, yes, who doesn't want to go back to the halcyon days of refrigerator vans holding bodies of pandemic victims, empty store shelves, economic collapse, and an idiot telling us to inject bleach and shove lights up our ass after using a Sharpie to change a hurricane map? I mean, do they really, is America's short-term memory really that bad?
You know, I don't think it has anything to do with memory. It has to do with people, as we've talked about before, belonging to a cult. Mm-hmm. And if the cult guy, the cult master says, you know, you go left, you go left. You go right, you sit on your head, you drink this Kool-Aid that we got for you here in Guyana, and people just do it. It's an extraordinary phenomenon. Where people's relationship to the truth when it comes to these matters is completely overwhelmed by their adherence to whatever this guy is telling them. Seriously, this is what's so dangerous about this. And the fact that we have 20, 30 million people who will do whatever Trump says and think whatever he says to think no matter what.
And either won't watch the State of the Union tonight or anything Biden says, they'll go, oh, fake news. Right. Oh, that's all just fake news. Yeah. All the statistics that he's going to cite. By the way, Boston University just asked, is COVID still a pandemic with nearly as many hospitalizations in January 2024 as in January 2023? It's clear that COVID is not growing milder and it's not fading away. Once again, this is what Trumpism has bought us, right? Has brought us, excuse me.
It has bought us, which is, you know, people that are in his camp really do not care what the CDC says. They're not even giving, many of them are not even giving their children the basic measles shots, which would be critical to prevent a really terrible measles outbreak in children. You know, who's surprised that the Trumpers will not listen to science or public health or any experts, real experts? They just like following whatever Trump has to say. He cost hundreds of thousands of American lives during the pandemic, as Joy Reid was saying, by absolute mismanagement, almost criminal mismanagement of this crisis. It's just sad.
And you referenced the measles outbreak. I mean, it must be just astounding as a doctor, but as a human, that, you know, as we were played a Rachel Maddow thing, really, they're going to bring back polio? That's what they're running on? Yeah. They're going to bring back alley abortions, polio. I mean, Trump has vowed, as you know, to cut funds for any schools who have vaccine mandates for any vaccine. I mean,
yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, really, the mystery is why so many people have fallen under his spell. And, you know, this is a phenomenon that I think won't play out well in November, because I don't think really, as we've talked about before, Stephanie, there's enough people who have been hypnotized by this insanity. I don't think there's enough of them to overwhelm people with the end of the day. All these undecideds, the people that couldn't pull a lever in the primaries for Biden will go in there and they'll realize, even if it's the last minute, we cannot have Trump again.
Yeah.
There's just more of us than there is of them.
You've been particularly happy clappy on Twitter, which is really quite disconcerting, Dr. Doom. I would tell you stay in your lane, but I appreciate your optimism. Diane tweeted to you, no one's coming to save us. Bob Mueller, Jack Smith, Merrick Garland, or having the majority. Either we vote in numbers too big to ignore and save the Republic, or it's over. It may be too late. And you said, yes, Diane, we have a MAGA-laden SCOTUS and a Trump-controlled Congress, but there are so many other Dems, independents, and distressed Republicans that unless there's a massive turn to a third-party candidate, the Trump cult will not have the numbers. So, yes, it truly is up to us. That just says it all, doesn't it?
To me, you know, look, this is what I've been saying to very, very despairing friends and family, that at the end of the day, if we just have people vote, we'll be okay. And it's worth emphasizing that we've now seen in complete technicolor that the Supreme Court of the United States is just another branch of MAGA. And, of course, MAGA controls Congress. And what we have left are people like the people listening to this show who need to go there and vote and get everyone else to vote.
You know,
so this is where we are.
You've taken to comforting people on Twitter. Denise tweeted to you, do you really think they won't pull the same crap with the election again next time, only on steroids? And you said, I don't. There will be too many eyes on every micro step of the process. I mean, I've said, Doc, at least I'm glad, you know, the Biden administration is in charge and that, you know, you have people like Mark Elias and others, you know, trying to make sure that voting is fair. Because I think that there is that fear that, well, first of all, he won't admit he lost no matter what, right? I mean, that's kind of a given. But hopefully that won't matter, right?
I hope not. You know, really the other problem is, even though I feel like Trump can't win, we still have a lot of people who have, AR-15s who are going to be really, really mad. They will not accept the results of a fair election. And I don't know what's going to happen with that. But I think they have to be treated. If there's any hint of violence or uprising, that's got to be put down immediately.
Yeah.
And I'm sure, 100% sure, that Biden and the administration and state governments are planning to put down anything dangerous in terms of a reaction when Biden wins.
Yeah. Doc, speaking of, before we leave the subject of COVID entirely, you saw this story. A German man intentionally received more than 200 COVID vaccinations. This is a pro-vax idiot. But researchers found he was fine and showed no side effects. 62-year-old man deliberately received 215 COVID vaccines over a period of 29 months. They concluded that his hypervaccination did not result in any side effects. It also didn't significantly improve his immune response.
Well, there's a total of zero lessons in this insane anecdote. But I was just wondering. So, guy goes into the local pharmacy to say, "I'm here for a COVID shot," and they look at his three pages of of COVID vaccine records and says, "I'm sorry," and then he insists on it anyway. I don't understand the process. Yeah. Does his doctor do this, or who's doing it?
I don't
it?
Know. We should thank him for his, service in terms of if the vaccinations were really harmful. I guess that guy.
Before he's gone. Yeah, right. Yeah. Exactly.
Vaccines are safe. Yeah. Thank you. We got it. By the way, so we also were... We've been talking about your great work in Ukraine and hoping desperately for this funding. And you just said, as if we need another reason to keep Donald Trump and his dangerous entourage out of the White House. Remember, the world faces at least two existential threats, nuclear war and another pandemic far worse than COVID. We need wisdom, judgment, ability to collaborate, respect for science, steady hands leading all branches of government. Trump checks off not one of those boxes, not one. Here's the thing. Speaker Johnson, by the way, Michael McFaul tweeted, "Speaker Johnson's time to pass the new aid bill to Ukraine to help avoid getting dragged into a NATO-Russia conflict." I mean, that's what I can't believe we have to keep saying, that this is in our interest. And also, weapons are being built here, so this actually helps Americans as well, what we're helping Ukraine with. Can you talk about that a little bit?
I will talk about it, but, it's irrational, in fact, contrary to our own self-interest, to keep Putin at bay. They're already talking about Poland and, expanding the Russian Empire and the lost glory that must be recaptured. This is an aggressive totalitarian maniac, basically. And we need to help Ukraine help us by defending themselves against our avowed enemy, which happens to be Putin, unfortunately. Look, there's a lot of really good Russian people who would much rather be under some other kind of a political regime. But right now it's Putin in command, and he's nuts. He wants to go westward, and nothing's going to stop him. Unless he's stopped at the border of Ukraine and Russia. And don't forget, he's already threatened Poland. He's got his ministers. And I saw a talk by one of his ministers, and I watched it live, and it was being translated. And the guy was saying, there is no Ukraine. It's all part of Russia. It's a fake country run by Nazis. And people in the audience are just nodding their heads there. I mean, it's completely nuts, and we really need to get that funding done.
Yeah.
To give you, they're using 10 rockets a day when they used to use 150 rockets a day. They have to ration their weapons and ammunition because they're running out, literally.
Yeah.
So we need to do the right thing.
You obviously have been referencing, education, misinformation, all of that stuff. I just thought this was interesting what you tweeted. You said there's no shortage of opinions about what and how children should be taught or what should or shouldn't be in school libraries. But with increasing dependence for, quote unquote, information on TikTok, social media, paranoid conspiracy purveyors, politicians, cults, the weird magic of AI, we need to rethink priorities for teaching our children. Along with the basics, all children should learn how to tell the difference between truth and non-truth, between reality and illusion, and that there's a difference between believing and knowing. These may be the greatest educational challenges ever faced by parents, role models, and teachers, but we must figure this out, and soon. Nothing could be more important. We just talked about this with Carl Frisch, as a school board member. Just some of these interviews with Trumpers and the things they believe, and you can only imagine that's what their kids believe, too. Just these complete nutty conspiracy theories and whatever Donald Trump says, as you mentioned.
Yeah, well, this is a... Can you imagine a young, curious child wanting to find out about something that certainly something has to do with politics? Where are they going to go? They'll go to the internet. They'll look on TikTok. They'll do whatever they do. They'll They'll look at a site that turns out to be AI generated.
Yeah.
How are these children growing up now supposed to be able to differentiate between truth and BS? That's what it comes down to. Mm-hmm. It can be done, but we're gonna have to really put an effort forward to do that. Otherwise, children will always be subject to nonsense that's being put out by people like those in the MAGA.
Imagine if this lieutenant governor becomes governor in North Carolina, who believes the Holocaust didn't happen, but lizard people are real. And
can't wait to get back to the good old days when women can't vote, Stephanie. This is his nighttime fantasy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Smiling away deep in sleep, thinking about the horrendous old days when we were suppressing blacks and minorities and women couldn't vote and on and on and on.
Yeah.
The fact that he's even up for political office or holds a political office is really a reason to have a lot of introspection by us. What the hell is happening in America? It's just not good.
Yeah.
But I don't think he's got a chance. Do you? I mean,
no.
I
Well, no. Listen, the only thing he said, lesbianism is trying to destroy the traditional family. That is true in that I flirt with you every week, but Mrs. Doom has repelled my satanic influence.
Well, you know, you've been getting these telegrams from her, I know, saying cease and desist.
All
please,
right, Dr. Handsome.
Please don't, Stephanie. Please.
All right. Love you, Dr. Doom.
Thanks, Doc.
Talk to you next week.
Bye, guys.
21 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Credo Mobile. We couldn't be prouder to have this new sponsor. Jody's the smartest girl in class.
She is.
She's been using them for 15 years. Chris and I are newbies.
Yes.
I'm telling you, Credo Mobile. They're America's only progressive phone company. They share your values every month. They donate $95 million to date. They have donated to, Friends of the Earth, Planned Parenthood, Transgender Law Center, you name it. Join Credo Mobile. You will get that great feeling that comes with knowing that you are making a difference every day just by using your phone. And you get coverage on the nation's largest, most reliable network. Low rates, complete selection of new devices, including the latest models from the top brands. All the things first came to mind, Chris. Can I keep my phone? Can I keep my number? Yes! It's so easy to switch to Credo Mobile. Go to credomobile.com, CREDOmobile.com. For a limited time, you get $250 off any smartphone when you use the code STEPH. Learn more, credomobile.com. Get $250 off using that code STEPH.
That is great radio.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Dog parents are loving Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend premium dog food.
The way she acts and the way she moves, it's just so much better. And she acts like she's like a puppy again. It's unbelievable.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a freeze-dried raw food made with zero artificial preservatives. So it's naturally shelf-stable with no mess, freezer, or fridge required. Plus, it's full of premium turkey, beef, salmon, and meat your dog will love.
We started with Nature's Blend. She's happy. She sleeps well. She's energetic. I am just delighted with this product.
When given the choice, Nature's Blend and Amazon's number one bestseller in dry dog food, 29 out of 30 dogs chose Nature's Blend first.
I'm so confident your dog will love it. Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of delicious beef liver treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511.
All pets are unique. Your pet's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Studies available upon request.
Okay, who wants better sex? Got your attention, didn't I? Who wants to start having better sex immediately? Best way to get started is go to adamandeve.com right now. They're offering 50% off on just about any item, plus free shipping, which includes rush processing. And Adam and Eve wants to make your life easy. They offer discreet shipping as your privacy is a priority, plus 100% free shipping with rush processing on the entire order. Don't wait. Better sex is just a click away. That's 50% off one item, free shipping with free rush processing. Bring more pleasure and satisfaction into your bedroom. Just go to adamandeve.com, select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy or anything else you desire. Just enter the offer code Miller at checkout. The code is Miller at adamandeve.com. This is an exclusive offer specific to this show. Be sure to use this code Miller. Get your discount, 100% free shipping. Get it fast with rush processing. That's right. I said start having better sex now. Adamandeve.com. Don't forget, that code is Miller. 50% off on just about any item, plus free shipping, which includes rush processing.
Most of us can agree we should have the freedom to make our own medical decisions. Politicians should have no role at all, but not California mega millionaire Eric Hovde. Hovde said, "I am totally opposed to abortion, and I'm 100% pro-life." And he supported overturning Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights. Hovde's been supported by Wisconsin Right to Life, an extreme anti-abortion group that supports banning abortion, even in cases of rape and incest, and threatens doctors and nurses with criminal charges for providing abortion care. With views like that, Hovde could be a crucial vote in favor of a national abortion ban, letting politicians decide what's right for women. Call Eric Hovde at his California office at 714-730-4444. Tell him his position on abortion is dangerous for Wisconsin women. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
What do you think of when I say the blues? Turns out the Madison area is home to a longtime active group of blues music enthusiasts. Formed 30 years ago, the Madison Blues Society offers events and education for everyone. Here's Society President Steve Porter.
Blues Society is a vehicle for people to support local blues, both musical events, musical performers, just spreading the word on the blues to the younger generation, to the public in general.
Longtime Society member Sherry Davis explains why the blues means so much to her.
It moves me. It's real. It speaks to me. And I feel like it's a way I can express myself.
Learn more about the Madison Blues Society and check out some upcoming events at madisonbluessociety.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Steffi.
Delicious, so delicious.
My body stay vicious. I be up in the gym just working on my fitness. He's my witness. I put your boy on rock, rock, and he be lining down the block just to watch what I got. So delicious.
What?
They want a taste of what I got.
Steffi.
Hold, 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 hold up.
Hold up.
Check it out.
Check it out, everybody. Sexy Liberals on sale. Oh, my God. Okay. Yes, we should say, tickets are on sale at 10 a.m. local, wherever you are.
Right. Like, so if you're buying a ticket to a show that's in the Eastern time zone,
yes.
10 a.m. Eastern, they are on sale right now. Central time zone, not on sale yet. They go on sale at the top of the hour.
Okay. And this is a whole new beast. We are being produced by the fantastic Live Nation and NS2. So this time, VIP is separate from tickets.
Right.
So get your ticket to the show. VIP is going to be a separate ticket. We're still figuring out everything. This is a big beast we're getting off the ground here. What?
No, I...
Okay. All right. Okay. We kick off at Saturday, April 13th in Minneapolis. You're up first, so get it. April 27th, Philadelphia. Y'all, get it. And then there we go. Albuquerque, Seattle, Denver, Boston, Atlanta, New York, Chicago, Portland, Durham, North Carolina, Phoenix, Arizona, Kansas City, Missouri, Los Angeles, and then Washington, D.C. for the inauguration in January. Okay, get it. By the way, speaking of Philly, there's been another shooting. 9 high school students have been wounded after 3 suspects opened fire on a Philly bus stop.
Breaking
stuff. Yeah. Still breaking news. All right, Black Knight coming up for the first appearance. Very exciting. Diane in Tampa. Hey, Diane, welcome.
Hey. Hey, love you all. Even here with our broken Smurf blue, sexy as hell hearts in Tampa, there aren't any Florida shows scheduled. So I don't know if DeSantis banned you, but what we do know, Stephanie and loved ones, Floridians here, we will fire Rick Scott. But we need all ammunition. Why did you abandon us?
Well, you know what? We're produced by Live Nation, so we didn't choose the cities. But I would love to add Florida. So let's keep our fingers crossed. I'd like to add Texas,
please,
Florida.
Please.
I know. We can't get everywhere. Mommy's...
We can do it. We can gain a Senate seat.
Yes, we can do what?
It's up to you, Stephanie.
Yes,
if we go to Florida.
Democrats to get a Senate seat.
Yes.
It's
okay.
Up to you.
Okay.
It's up to you.
Wow, that is a lot of pressure. Okay. All right. You know what you can do? If these shows sell really well, we'll see if we can add some more. So get it. Sexyliberal.com. 29 minutes after the hour, Stephanie Miller's show.
Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
I like your stories and your reporting. Great show.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Two of the four inmates found dead at the Waupun State Prison since June died of a drug overdose and a stroke. Tyshon Lemons and Cameron Williams died in October. Medical examiners are still investigating two other deaths at the prison. Some inmates sued the corrections department last fall over what they call grossly inadequate health care. Organic farmers say producers and consumers are better off now that a federal court is banning the use of the pesticide dicamba. George Naylor says it wasn't worth it.
I could see my soil deteriorating, and I also looked at the price of what herbicide was going to cost me one year, and I go, jeepers creepers, so I just will try organic.
The Center for Food Safety says dicamba might have affected as many as 1 in every 6 acres of ultra-sensitive soybeans. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WMDX News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Fitchburg Alder Randy Udell is getting into the race for State Assembly in District 47. Udell has been an Alder in Fitchburg since 2020 and is also running for a seat on the Dane County Board. Assembly District 47 was represented by Jimmy Anderson, who is instead running for State Senate this fall. Udell is running as a Democrat and is the second Fitchburg Alder to run for the seat. Alder Joe Maldonado is also running as a Democrat. Dane County is looking to help young adults who went through foster care find and learn about permanent housing. The county's Health and Human Services Department says that those young people are at the highest risk for homelessness. Up to 6 people at a time will live together in a dorm-style building. It'll also have in-house resident mentors, case managers, and other specialists. A resolution to start the Roth Street program will be introduced to the county board on Thursday. And that's what you need to know. I'm Nate Wiggehout, WMDX News.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed at a reasonable hour. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe from 7 to 9 p.m. on Mad Radio, 1580 a.m. and 92.7 FM, WMDX.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today, but still mild. Our high near 52 this afternoon. The wind out of the southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, cloudy with some rain developing after midnight. Our low 38 tomorrow, cloudy with rain likely. We could get a half inch of rain through the day tomorrow, high of 46, with a little snow mixing in at times before it all ends late tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
The John and Gordy Show.
When they speak up, people respond to that, they react to that, and they may not react very well to that, and they may even dispute it and may argue and debate with them. And they're making off all this stuff about, you know, being silenced and censored. They want to avoid the consequences of their ideas. Live with the consequences of your thoughts, of your ideas, and grow up.
Weekday mornings, 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinaire on Air with Jane Matinaire. Weekdays 11 till noon on the talk you can't ignore. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. Broadcasting from the city where the official bird is the plastic pink flamingo. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Obama went gray because he was doing the work. Donald Trump looks the same as when he ran because he was playing golf the whole time.
His one job
was
to manage.
You think that hair color is natural?
But the reality is, he had one job: manage this crisis, and he messed it up so badly that they had to do the stimmy. People love the stimmy. Why did he have to do the stimmy? Because a million bodies are in the ground.
It was
because
Democrats.
Of how poorly he managed an airborne virus.
Thank you, Joy Reid. Okay, Robert Reich tweets, it now seems official the Republican nominee is an educated rapist, business fraud, and insurrectionist who's been indicted on 91 criminal charges. That is how an honest media must refer to him in every headline between now and November. Thank you. Chris, you know our running joke about how I have to say allegedly?
Allegedly.
You don't have to say allegedly about any of those things. It is not hyperbole. You're not being partisan. These are actual facts. As are
hashtag facts.
Yes, thank you. Sue in Rockville.
Oh, I know her.
Yes. Crackpot Mark Robinson should be the poster child of the 2024 GOP. Yes, let's make it so. Just for starters, he's a Holocaust denier who thinks the moon landing was fake and lizard people are real and says 9/11 was an inside job. Thank you, Sue in Rockville. Hello.
And guess who just bought her tickets to Sexy Liberal?
Yay! Okay. Go ahead.
We will see you soon in Philly. And then for the inauguration for the second term of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris
thank you.
In D.C. Kicking off 2025.
Yay!
There you go. Hooray. Can't wait to see you, honey. Big hug.
Yes. I'm going to not be using a cane by the time I see you in January. Unfortunately, in April, I probably still be working this knee back to normal.
I will do a very gentle hug, barely touching. I'll do a tantric hug.
Okay, sounds good. Okay. I just want you to know we will be watching the State of the Union. I think all Joe Biden needs to do is just a list of all the things he's achieved. He and the Democrats have achieved just line by line, and that's all people need to know. Are you better off? You bet we are.
Yep, absolutely. There's no question on that. Brian Karam, our friend, tweeted, Trump won't win, but he won't accept a loss either. This is what we were just talking about. That means another January 6th, and his threat of violence is what he believes is his ace in the hole. We got to not be afraid. We got to, not back down to the bullies. President Biden said yesterday, Trump made it clear he doesn't want Nikki Haley supporters. I want to be clear. There is a place for them in my campaign. I know there's a lot we won't agree on, but on the fundamental issues of preserving American democracy, on standing for the rule of law, on treating each other with decency and dignity and respect, on preserving NATO and standing up to America's adversaries, I hope and believe we can find common ground.
All right.
That's part of our job. Bring those people over.
Yes.
Those are persuadables. The people that believe in lizard people, or they're gone.
They're
say goodbye gone. As their reptile tail wags out of frame. Goodbye.
Is it like a newt where you can pull off the tail and grow another one?
I don't know. Oh. I don't know, Chris. Please do not pull off reptilian tails.
But it's fun.
Sunday Divine, I don't know who she is, but she's fabulous. She says, my desire to stay on top of the political news is directly at odds with my desire to remain sane. That is why God invented the Stephanie Miller Show. We make the medicine go down with fart jokes, immaturity, D jokes. We make it palatable.
Yes.
I understand. We lost our sanity long ago for you, Sunday.
It's all for you.
It's all for you. She also tweets, for the past several months, I've been agreeing with friends and family who say the election was stolen, telling them not to bother voting ever again because we're stealing them all from now on. That's another way you can serve.
Okay.
That is another way you can be a sexy liberal helper.
Sure.
You are correct. I mean, Joe Biden, the deep state is in charge. What are the chances we're not going to steal it again? What's the point? Stay home. Eat some Funyuns.
Funyuns are good.
That's my point. That they put the fun right in the word. Stay home, eat Funyuns. Watch whatever it is you watch.
Kardashians.
Okay. Do you have Seth Abramson tweets, now that the GOP is stuck with Trump as a candidate, the bear trap has well and truly closed on it. This will be something to see. That's what I keep saying. Oh, pardon me. And there was a guitar in the bear trap. I wanted a... Okay. No, it's true. That's what I was saying yesterday. I know I don't mean to get happy, but I'm just saying there could be so many lovely surprises between now and November. I'm just saying because they've done it now,
yeah.
Right? They have, like, stepped into the bear trap. Mm-hmm. Okay, no way out now. Sorry. We tried to warn you. Mm. Chris, who said former President Trump's actions preceding the riot were a disgraceful dereliction of duty? There is no question that President Trump is practically and morally responsible for provoking the events of that day. Who said that?
Sherman.
No, that would be the spineless Mitch McConnell, who today said, whatever, give him the nuke codes again. Okay, this is from Randy Singer. Mm-hmm. Okay. Alina Haba.
Bless you.
Thank you. These allergies, it's all the rain.
It's really, yeah.
Alina Haba.
Bless you.
Thank you. Tristan Snell says, breaking, Trump lawyer Alina Haba sends a letter to judge in E. Jean Carroll case begging the court for Trump to have a few more days to come up with the $83.3 million. Shorter version, Trump is broke.
Yeah, but he's not worried about money.
Well, other people are saying the same thing we've been saying. He's probably going to get it from foreign sources. And is it possible for him to be more compromised than he already is?
Just so you know, so everybody can calm down, it's a courtesy to give a candidate for president
security.
It is not mandatory.
Yeah.
So everybody chill. Biden has stopped giving him security for the whole time. So he's not going to start it back up.
Because you know baby's going to whine once he's the
That's fine.
Official nominee.
Whine all you want.
He can whine.
Yeah.
He's
like, I need to sell some more.
Losers whine.
Dave in Minneapolis, first stop on Sexy Liberal Save the World Tour. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Mama. Yeah, all the folks here are so excited.
Oh, yeah, you know, find a reasonable buffet and then come on over to Sexy Liberal.
A tater tot casserole, please.
Yeah.
Get something from the Harmar.
Yeah, the Harmar, we're going to make the world's largest tater tot hot dish in celebration.
You know, people think you're kidding, but I've known you for a long time. You are probably going to bring a tater tot casserole to the VIP. I can just...
Or it's a hot dish.
It's a hot dish to pass.
A dish to pass, as Chris is always saying. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I'm very excited. Glad to see you coming back. But I have confirmed that Marcus Bachmann will not be able to join us.
Is there a rave that night?
He's at home. He's sewing a new outfit for his, Michelle. So he's got things to do with that.
He's shopping at the Harmar for Michelle's
he's
new pantsuits?
He's shopping at the Harmar. There's some real good deals here. There's a really big Barnes & Noble. So if you're looking for a good book.
See, you just wrote my first joke. When I get on stage, I'll be like, so glad everybody's here, except Marcus Bachmann, who is at the Harmar buying a new pantsuit for Michelle.
Right.
Yeah.
At the Marshalls.
Save that.
At the Marshalls at Harmar.
At the Marshalls at the Harmar.
Yeah, the Marshalls at Harmar. Yeah. Well, I got to tell you, I am still living that event down. Even to this day, I still get grief about it. The people who sat in the front row that my shorts were too short, so they saw more than they bargained for.
No such thing, you little hussy.
I'm sure you've seen my Instagram. My shorts are shorter.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
When he even wears them.
I'd love to see your Instagram. Yeah, exactly. But I just wanted to know, I've finally grown a pair and just had to come back and start listening again. My anxiety be damned.
They're there.
I don't know what's going on
there. Sure.
Beautiful. You are beautiful and your shorts are exactly the right length. We love you. Beautiful.
Thank you.
See you.
It was better than cats.
All right.
Next month.
Woohoo!
In Minneapolis.
Bye. We kick off the tour in Minneapolis. Very, very exciting. Okay.
And VIP tickets are available.
Yes. It's a separate ticket this time.
Right. It is a separate ticket.
And you have to buy, if you want to see the show, you have to buy a general admission ticket on top of the VIP package. It is on the website.
Right.
You will get.
Yeah, just read the website.
Yeah.
It'll tell you what
to
do.
There are two separate tickets this time. We are produced by the fantastic Live Nation and NS2. Right. We're very excited about doing it's a professional tour.
It is.
Mm-hmm. We're not used to it.
With merch and stuff.
Wow, exactly.
But remember, do not Google sexy liberal tickets.
Yes.
Go directly to sexyliberal.com.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Because that's the last thing we want is you to fall prey to scalpers. We have deliberately.
Scammers. Those are scammers, not scalpers.
We deliberately kept the ticket prices lower this time to try to get more people to come because people got used to the pay-per-view and the, the virtual shows during COVID and all that. And we want people mask up, come and see us in person. Meet us in person. We miss y'all.
Yeah.
We're going to need each other more than ever this year. Why? Because comedians must do everything, including Seth Meyers.
Well, here we are, you guys. Donald Trump is now the presumptive GOP nominee for president again for a third time, despite the fact that he's a twice-impeached, four-time criminal indictee and racist who's been found liable for fraud and sexual abuse, banned from doing business in the state of New York for 3 years, owes over $500 million in fine, took millions from foreign governments while he was president, tried to extort a foreign country to interfere in an election in 2020, and encouraged another to help him win in 2016, actively undermined the nation's response to a once-in-a-lifetime pandemic and let a deadly disease spiral out of control. It's about to go on trial for breaking campaign finance laws by paying hush money to cover up an affair during the 2016 campaign.
He went on.
I mean, but this shouldn't be a punchline, Jody.
No, it shouldn't.
That's how the news should be,
yeah.
As I was saying. That's how the news should report. This is what I keep saying. And by the way, if you don't like your comedy, both sides do it. Go to sexyliberal.com and get it. Because both sides do not do it.
Right.
It's exactly what... The fact that that's on a comedy show and you don't see that on the mainstream media tells you everything you need to know.
Right.
One more.
Orchestrated a months-long coup attempt that culminated in a violent insurrection to disrupt the peaceful transfer of power and install him as an unelected dictator. Stole classified documents and obstructed attempts to get them back. Has never once won the popular vote and has been routinely rejected by a majority of Americans in election after election. Spews deranged conspiracy theories about everything from climate change to immigration to vaccines to windmills. Glitches on three-syllable words, two-syllable words, and one-syllable words. Cheats at golf. Can't spell his own name, his wife's name, or the words indicted, education, unprecedented, stolen Denmark, Kentucky, or tap. And is, on top of everything else, the single weirdest and most off-putting human being on the face of the planet.
Thank you, Seth Meyers. I was just thinking that Bob Seska and I talk about that all the time. Beyond all of it, he is the weirdest human creature that's ever beset us. He just doesn't... It is like he's trying to replicate human behavior.
Mm-hmm.
He is so weird. Mm-hmm.
He's in a skin suit.
I mean, how would this one person go? He's just like me. I'm like, he's not like anybody. He's sort of...
He's like that alien in Men in Black that occupied...
Yeah, he was wearing the skin suit.
That occupied the body of the farmer.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Like,
what's that one meme?
Exactly.
It's like the worst of America all scraped together, wrapped in orange hot dog skin and taught to make noises with its face. It's just... It's not even... Just... can't... Russia and China. This is my point. Okay, 46 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by My Morning Kickiness.
Oh.
Damn, I'm just saying, I don't think I could do a 15-city tour without this right here.
Right.
I'm telling you, I put it in my bike bottle, my hike bottle. I have it every morning to get me through the show. All the, it's right in there.
Right.
It's strawberry lemonade flavor. That's the key for me. I don't like those mossy, grassy tastes.
No, they're gross.
This, because I need to hydrate, but I don't like regular water. If you're like me, why not put some fantastic strawberry lemonade flavor in there and get 10 supplements in one, right? You've got ashwagandha. You have stuff in there that helps support your joints, gives you energy, makes you think clearer, probiotics, prebiotics, anti-aging supplements. If you want that boost of energy, want to just feel that well-being, feel younger, roundhouseprovisions.com. I love it. Type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. Either way, you could 40% off and a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Roundhouseprovisions.com. Type in Stephanie.
The station where the handbasket to hell leaves from. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, are you ready to unlock the secret to building muscle without spending endless hours at the gym? You can with Power Life High Impact Protein by Tony Horton. Tony's the creator of the workout program P90X. In 2017, he came down with a rare virus, was bedridden, lost muscle, didn't know if he would live. Now at 65, Tony is feeling amazing because he discovered HMB, a naturally occurring molecule that helps build and maintain muscle even without exercising. He created High Impact Protein, available in whey or plant protein, to
mix with your favorite beverage. One scoop a day supercharges muscle growth, boosts energy, helps you slim down. Imagine building muscle without exercising. Make this your sidekick. Go to mypowerlife.com. Use that code FITNESS to save 30%. Tony even offers a 90-day guarantee. Go to mypowerlife.com or you can text FITNESS to 511-511. All individuals are unique. Your results can and will vary. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. MyPowerLife.com, code FITNESS.
Everything is expensive right now. Gas, food, you name it. You're spending more, you are making the same or less money. So, what do? You rack up credit card debt, that's what you do. It's not your fault. It's the economy. And guess what? If you rack up too much credit card debt like some of us, you can't pay your bills. Then the credit card companies, as nice as they are, start hounding you for money. Then you start your downward spiral. A smart thing for you to do is to call the Zero Debt. They can help you consolidate all your credit card bills into one affordable payment. Millions of people have done it. It works to make you debt-free. Make this free call right now. It costs you nothing to learn more.
800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. That's 800-298-9093.
Hey, Darcy, I just saw the perfect house. Can you help me write an offer on it?
I'd be happy to, Brian. Did you see it at an open house?
No, I just called the sign and had the agent show it to me. Right. I didn't want to bug you.
Right. How many times have you heard me say don't call the sign?
All of them.
You called the agent working for the seller, and once you see the property with that agent, I'm no longer free to write an offer on it.
So?
You need to hire us from the beginning, help you find the right home, negotiate on your behalf, and protect your interests all the way through the process, and it shouldn't cost you a dime.
Solidarity Realty. They're real, they're solid, and they're honest. Find them at SolidarityRealty.com.
I joined the Carpenters Union 15 years ago as an apprentice, got free training, and have been able to advance. Now I'm a superintendent, running high-profile projects in Madison that change the city's skyline. I'm looking for skilled and experienced carpenters. If you want to join my team with great pay, better benefits, and a chance to advance, apply today. Call 608-240-0314 and press 0 to apply. That's 608-240-0314 and press 0.
Your smile says a lot about you. It can give you confidence and give great first impressions. At West University Family Dentistry, Dr. Thacker and his staff will help ensure your oral health is in top shape because oral health affects your overall health. From routine checkups to advanced treatments, they're here to keep your smile shining bright and to make your dental appointment as pleasant and stress-free as possible. Call West University Family Dentistry at 608-238-6244. 608-238-6244 or log on westuniversityfamilydentistry.com.
Hi, I'm Maggie Dawn, host of The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays at 2 on the Civic Media Network.
And I'm Stuart J. Waddles, Civic Media's Southeast Wisconsin News Bureau Chief.
Stuart and I will be hosting special coverage of President Biden's State of the Union speech Thursday night at 8.
We'll, of course, present what the president says, the Republican response, and also talk about what it all means for you.
This will be one of the most important speeches from the president in this critical election year.
This Thursday night at 8 across the Civic Media Radio Network.
This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by Cozy Earth. I thought you pointed at me.
No.
Sorry. I'm like a golden retriever.
The cowbell. Did,
if you would give me a snossage, I'd know when to say that Cozy Earth are the best sheets and towels
they
and
are.
Jammies in the world. It remains true no matter when
right.
I say it. They are the softest, the most luxurious sheets. It's not just me, because I know you find me a little hinky. Hallie said, because Hallie said it, right?
Right.
Yeah. Honestly, the best sheets we've ever had. Absolutely a dream to slip into each night. Everyone deserves to splurge on these sheets. You'll have no regrets. I couldn't agree more. And you get a fantastic discount just for knowing me. Hasn't that been how your lives have shaped up? Just
oh,
magical.
Yeah.
All the better for knowing me.
We get things thrown at us because we know
you. Yes, your life has been just a bountiful parade of fantasticness. Okay, listen, Cozy Earth offers a 100-night sleep trial. Sleep on, wash it, try it out. If you're not completely in love, send it back for a full refund. Oprah said yes, please. 5 years in a row, favorite things. Come on, man. Experience life-changing luxury with the world's softest sheets. Go to CozyEarth.com. The promo code is Miller at checkout to save up to 35% on Cozy Earth bedding, pajamas, bath towels, loungewear, and more. CozyEarth.com. That promo code is Miller. All right, 53 minutes after the hour. We have to hope that there are plenty of no longer Republicans. I don't know what, you know, percentage that is. As we mentioned, Trump bragged that he trounced Nikki Haley, which further disaffected some of her voters. Nicely done, idiot. Some Republicans have said that the party's choosing Trump itself is not enough to renounce the group. I loved what David Jolly, our friend, said yesterday. He said halfway is not good enough.
Right.
Liz Cheney or Chris Christie or Nikki Haley. Halfway is not enough. You have to say you have to vote for Biden. You just do, even if you got to hold your nose if you're on this, you know,
Liz
on the right.
Is saying that.
Is she? Okay.
She is.
I'm just, but you know, that's what he's saying. He's like, halfway is not good enough in this election. A vote for anyone else is a vote for Trump. Staying home, voting third party, writing in, whatever it is you're thinking
to,
of.
To her credit, Liz Cheney is saying that.
Okay. Yeah. Conservative attorney Heath Mayo said it's official. To be a good Republican today, you have to support Donald Trump, be against aiding Ukraine, support absurd tariffs, think our courts and elections are rigged, believe character doesn't matter. I simply don't believe any of that. I am no longer a Republican. Thank you. Defeat Trumpism in 2024, then replace it root to stem after that. That's what, you know, Joe Walsh and others are saying, that it is all hands on deck in November. One former Republican lawmaker said, this year I will once again support Joe Biden for president. The party I belong to has been transformed into a proto-fascist disgrace, country before party. I mean, it, as embodied or enshelled by Mitch McConnell, among others.
Okay. There's a body inside that shell.
Yeah, what else? Rick in, where are we? Rick in a truck. Hi, Rick.
Syracuse. Hi.
Hi, can you blow your...
There you
go. Okay, go ahead.
How you guys doing?
Good.
Good, go ahead.
Hi. What the Republicans are talking about, you know, 4 years ago between...
Yeah, are you better off now?
This is what I'm thinking. Yeah, of course, now, yeah. But they talking about, you know how eggs, milk is so high?
Yes.
Now these days than it used to back then. Well, the corporations that increasing their value in like 300% in what they're charging us. Biden, about 4 years ago, he wanted to bring a bill to the table, which he brought it, and they vetoed all the Republicans. So the companies cannot charge you more than 20% or 10%. So that's what they're talking about. But it's their fault that they're charging us, you know, $5 for eggs versus the $1.50 that they used
to. Yeah. Yeah, I mean...
So that caused this problem. Yeah. Well, they're blaming somebody else, like always.
Yeah. Well, listen, I'm sure the president's going to talk about this. We have brought inflation down more than any other country. Mm-hmm. I hope he talks about, you know, corporate greed, because that's the other thing, is they took advantage of COVID and they're continuing to. There's all these companies saying they're, you know, giving you less products, less crackers, less whatever, you know, for the same money. It's the same as it ever was, right? Corporate greed.
Same as it ever was.
Same as it ever was. I hope this is good news, Jody. Fulton County Ethics Board declines to hear complaints against Fonnie Willis. They decided not to hear two more complaints against Fonnie Willis. I mean, I was saying yesterday, is there an end to this bull ever? The Trump side's like, oh, can we have more gossipers? That we have Gladys Kravis's cousin now wants to say something that she heard somewhere from a... Okay. Diane in Michigan. Hi, Diane.
Well, hi. Thanks for taking my call. I noticed that your sexy liberal tour won't be coming to Michigan, and as you know, we're a battleground state.
I know. Listen,
consider coming.
Listen, if we sexyliberal.com, the more people go right now and buy tickets, the more chance we have to add.
Right.
I would love to add Detroit, for, honestly.
Detroit is very high on our wish list.
Yeah, it's high on our wish list.
And Ann Arbor, because our women in Ann Arbor stood in line till 3 o'clock in the morning to vote for abortion.
Right.
Yeah.
Our women in Lansing did that, and our women in Marquette did that.
Yeah.
I marched in the 60s. I have more rights than these women do.
Yep.
Come here.
Yep. Oh, we will. I'm writing it down. Wish list. 58 minutes after the hour. Black Knight. Social influencer makes his very first appearance on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Civic Media Global Headquarters on State Street. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Thursday on the Maggie Dawn Show, I'll be joined by Wisconsin Policy Forum's Rob Henkin for a deep dive on the issues.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 until 4.
Welcome to the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyWolfLounge.com.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.